Mr. Chair, I will first respond to a few comments we have heard in the room this afternoon and then state our national position paragraph by paragraph on section 2. First, we agree with Germany that trying to categorize weapon systems into laws and non-laws creates a false dichotomy, as lethality is not an intrinsic characteristic of a weapon system, but rather an effect or a manner of use. Even a chair can be lethal. I don't mean you, chair, a chair like the one I'm sitting on. Even a chair can be lethal if used in an aggressive way, but that doesn't mean we would create categories of lethal chairs or non-lethal chairs. They are all just chairs, some of which can be used in a lethal manner. Similarly, they are all just autonomous weapon systems, some of which can be used in a lethal manner as well. In that regard, we believe that you, Chair, have shown a very sensible approach by omitting to include the word lethal as a qualifier of autonomous weapon systems in this section. Second, we also agree that that abstract notions have consistently been accepted in internationally agreed language, including the Geneva Conventions, and having exact definitions is often neither possible nor practicable. The German ambassador rightly gave the examples of the terms unnecessary suffering or superfluous injury. In this regard, we believe that the concepts of reliability or predictability, as mentioned in the text, are clear enough for the purposes of this framework. As to the comment we heard that new legal prohibitions are outside of this group's mandate and should be deleted, we wholly reject this argument. There is nothing in the mandate to say that we cannot make recommendations on legal prohibitions or commitments. On the contrary, trying to formulate such recommendations is a necessary component of any efforts to develop aspects of a normative and operational framework as our group has been mandated. In this regard, we fully support the Philippines' suggestion to replace the vague title "possible considerations" with the word "commitments." Furthermore, we believe that to ensure legal accuracy and comprehensiveness, the commitment not to develop, produce, acquire, deploy, or use should be applied across the board to points A, B, and C. Moreover, it should be complemented with the word "transfer" and also the word "possess," as suggested by Cuba. As such, point A under section 2 would read as follows: not to develop, produce, possess, acquire, deploy, transfer, or use Roman numeral 1 fully autonomous weapon systems, Roman numeral 2 any type of autonomous weapon systems if it is of a nature, etc., etc., which is current point B, Roman numeral 3 any type of autonomous weapon systems that cannot, etc., etc., which is current point C. And then we would also add a Roman numeral 4 in our national capacity, where we would suggest adding any type of anti-personnel autonomous weapon system. As my delegation described under agenda item 5A, autonomous weapon systems designed or used to target human beings pose a host of legal and ethical concerns and must be prohibited. The second commitment in this section would then be the current sub-item D. And like the Philippines, here we propose to replace the word "sufficient" with the word "meaningful," which has been extensively used in our discussion so far and enjoyed broad support, and to replace the word "partially" with the words "all other," as well as add "throughout their life cycles." We also suggest adding the word "systems" after autonomous weapons to ensure consistency throughout the paper. So, just to summarize this, the chapeau of commitment D would thus read: to maintain meaningful human control over all other autonomous weapon systems throughout their life cycles. Toward this end, such weapon systems should be regulated through, and the rest would follow. Finally, we agree with the Philippines' position on adding a third commitment under this section on the issue of transparency. Thank you, Mr. Chair.